From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in met Saturday afternoon with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un near the two Koreas' heavily militarized border. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has the latest.
It's the second meeting in a month between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the border village of Panmunjom. Moon's office says the two leaders discussed the peace commitments they agreed to at that first summit a month ago and Kim's potential summit with President Trump next month. Trump abruptly called off that meeting this week, citing North Korea's tremendous anger and open hostility, only to soften his stance a day later. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials say Moon will announce the outcome of the discussion with Kim on Sunday.
This is a monumental day for women in Ireland. This is about women taking their rightful place in Irish society, finally. And we cannot thank everybody enough.
Together for Yes co-director Orla O'Connor, grateful for Saturday's referendum results, Irish voters have overwhelmingly supported repealing their country's constitutional ban on abortions. Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says official results showed more than two-thirds of voters backed the repeal. He'll now work to make sure there are fewer crisis pregnancies and better sex education in schools going forward.
The public have spoken and gives us the mandate we need now to bring in more modern, more liberal abortion laws here in Ireland.
The size of the win exceeded expectations and will make it much easier for Irish women to obtain abortions legally for the first time. Pakistan will hold general elections on July 25th. That's according to electoral officials on Saturday. This as the government enters its final week in office. This is VOA News. Venezuela's chief spokesman says a Utah man and his wife, jailed in Caracas for 2 years, have been freed and are on their way back to the United States. Communications Minister Jorge Rodriguez said Saturday that the release of Joshua Holt follows months of dialogue between President Nicolas Maduro and representatives of the United States. An AP source says the Trump administration has cut a deal that would let a Chinese telecommunications giant stay in business. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A source familiar with the talks says ZTE will fire its management team, hire American compliance officers, and pay a fine in addition to the $1 billion it's already paid for violating U.S. sanctions by selling equipment to North Korea and Iran. In exchange, Washington will lift a ban that threatened to put the telecom giant out of business by keeping it from buying components from American companies. The president has said he promised his Chinese counterpart he'd try to help ZTE and save Chinese jobs. American intelligence agencies have warned ZTE's closely tied to the Beijing government, and its products could be used for spying. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The destructive fury of the erupting Kilauea volcano was unleashed on the Big Island's Leilani Estates housing development. According to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, 82 homes were destroyed in the neighborhood as of Friday. Homeowner Denise Dalton lost her house due to fissure eruptions. She spoke to KHON-TV News.
You know, as a mom, I'm focusing on my son and my daughter, but, you know, inside I'm a complete mush mess. We lost the house and everything inside.
Firefighters went door to door Friday, evacuating residents before the lava arrived. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists began on the African continent. Base on the African continent are running into many obstacles. Perhaps the most frustrating are the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. The result, according to Western and African defense and intelligence officials, is a new type of higher-level terror operative willing to work for competing brand-name terror groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, sometimes simultaneously. Experts say as a result, terror attacks can be harder to attribute with successes at times, possibly the result of help or planning from more than one group, even from both Al-Qaeda and IS. We have much more coverage of this story on VOAnews.com. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced Friday that his country will formally become NATO's first Latin American global partner beginning next week. I'm Liz Palka for VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.